to Satan and he walked his will in me, but I'm bound by sin no longer, for the Son has made.
Many days.
Damini Dei.
Everybody shout big hallelujah.
Everybody shout a big hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Eje ki a teriba lati gbadura.
Let's bow our head for prayer.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Amen.
Baba wa ti Olorun wa gbe yin ga loruko Jesu e gba ope wa.
Amen.
Baba Jesu Christ e gba eyin wa.
Amen.
Ogo ni fun yin Oluwa.
Hallelujah.
Ati wa ni bi fun ikoni. Baba loruko Jesu e darapo mo wa.
Amen.
Erin ni arin wa.
Amen.
E si wa niye.
Amen.
E fi oye on gbogbo ye wa.
Amen.
Baba nti yo se wa lore. Loruko Jesu e fi ye wa Oluwa.
Amen.
Agbara nla agbara ori ofe je ko dapo mo aye wa.
Amen.
Olorun nipasẹ oro yi Oluwa igbagbo wa eji o le si. Baba loruko Jesu e je ko ye le si.
Amen.
Olorun ran wa lowo.
Amen.
A o ma yinyin.
Amen.
Ni oruko Jesu. Oluwa wa.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise the Lord.
Praise, hallelujah.
Akiwa ni oruko Oluwa kabo si akoko ikoni ni Bibeli.
Welcome to the Bible study's time.
Koko ikoni ni Bibeli wa leni.
The topic for our Bible study today.
Oni asotele nipa iya iku ati ajinde Jesu.
Is the prophecy about the suffering, death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Ati bi Jesu se sanwo ode.
And how Jesus paid the tribute money.
Lekan si.
Once again.
Asotele nipa iya iku ati ajinde Jesu.
The prophecy about the suffering, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Ati bi Jesu se sanwo ode.
And how Jesus paid the tribute fee.
Se gbogbo wa le so ya o.
Can everybody echo it? The prophecy about the suffering, death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Eje ki aso lekan si o.
Let everybody repeat it again.
Ebe kika wa ni iwe yinrere ti Matthew.
Our text is Matthew 17.
Ori kẹtàdínlógún. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì lé lógún sí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 22-27.
Torí náà gbogbo wa ọjọ́ si nígbà tí ọjọ́ kàbí àti máa ń ṣe.
Everybody will open it and read it together.
Matthew. Ori kẹtàdínlógún.
Chapter 17.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì lé lógún sí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 22-27.
Oya o. Nígbà tí wọ́n ń bẹ ní Galilee, Jésù wí fún wọn pé a ó fi ọmọ ènìyàn lé àwọn ènìyàn lọ́wọ́, wọ́n ó sì pa
á
ní ìjọ kẹta, ó sì
dé.
Inú wọn sì bàjẹ́ gidigidi. Nígbà tí wọ́n dé Kapanaimu, àwọn tí ń gba owó òde tọ Pétérù wá
wí pé
ìsan owó òde. Ó wí pé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Yes.
Nígbà tí ó sì wọlé.
And when he was coming to the house.
Jésù síwájú rẹ̀.
Jesus prevented
him. Ó bi pé Simeoni. Ìwọ́ ti rò sí.
What thinkest thou?
Lọ́wọ́ ta ni àwọn ọba ayé tí wọ́n ń gba owó òde?
Of whom did the kings of the earth.
Lọ́wọ́ àwọn ọmọ wọn tàbí lọ́wọ́ àwọn àlejò.
Of their own children or of
the strangers. Pétérù wí fún pé.
Peter said unto him.
Lọ́wọ́ àwọn àlejò.
Of strangers.
Jésù wí fún pé.
Jesus said unto him.
Ìjẹ́ àwọn ọmọ bọ.
Then are the children free?
Ṣùgbọ́n kí a máa bá bí wọn nínú.
Notwithstanding.
Ìwọ lọ sí òkun.
Go down the sea.
Kí o sì sọ ìwọ sí omi.
And cast an hook.
Kí o sì mú ẹja tí o bá kọ́pà sókè.
And take up the fish that.
Tí ìwọ bá sì yà á ní ẹnu.
And when thou hast opened it.
Ìwọ ò rí sékélì kan níbẹ̀.
Thou shall find a piece of
money. O ní kí o mú.
That take.
Kí o sì mú wọn.
And give
fún tèmi àti tìrẹ. Amen.
Amen.
Ẹsẹ̀ tí a lọ mọ̀ ní orí ni ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Matthew 17 verse 27.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 27.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo wa kójọ kà á.
Let everybody read it.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí a máa bá bí wọn nínú óyá o.
Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them.
Ìwọ lọ sí òkun.
Go down to the sea.
Kí o sì sọ ìwọ sí omi.
And cast an hook.
Ẹ jẹ́ kàkà bẹ́ẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n kí a máa bá bí wọn nínú.
Lest we should offend them.
Ìwọ lọ sí òkun.
Go down to the sea.
Kí o sì sọ ìwọ sí omi.
And cast an hook.
Kí o sì mú ẹja tí o bá kọ́ fà sókè.
And take the fish that first cometh up.
And when
thou open the mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money.
Thou
take and give them for me and for thee. Let's read it together. Notwithstanding,
lest
you should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an
net
and take up the fish that first cometh up.
So you will see me. And
when thou hast opened thou shalt find a piece of money that and give unto them for me and thee.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We
want us to know it.
That
are out of to read it again.
Should the Kiama go
down to the sea and cast an hook.
Take up the fish that first cometh up,
and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money that
stake,
and give unto them for me and thee.
Amen.
Amen. Before we finish, you must know it. In this, our Bible verse, in our Bible verse,
only Christ to say,
yeah, Jesus was making a repetition of what will happen to him.
Fun awon omo eyin re ni igba iketa.
To his disciples for the third time.
O si je ara ifidimule iya iku ati ajinde ti Jesu se.
And this was a prophecy that Jesus was telling them about his suffering and his death and resurrection.
He's
making a repetition of what he has said.
To make
them understand.
And
so that it will not meet them suddenly.
Third
time Jesus will be repeating it.
About
how he's going to suffer. And his
death.
And his resurrection.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And this is the testification that is
on so eleyi ki won ba le mo.
He's saying it so that they know. So that you not meet them suddenly.
Tori na ibi na ni Jesus ti san owo ode.
Yeah, Jesus paid the tribute.
Fun awon tin da owo ode.
The tribute collectors.
O wa je ipele nkan meji ti a ri nibe.
Yeah, this is the category of two things we see.
Ari bi Jesus ti tun aso tele nipa iya iku ati ajinde re so.
Yeah, Jesus make the repetition of his suffering, death,
and resurrection. Then atun ri bi Jesus se san owo ode fun awon ti won da owo ode.
And we also see how Jesus paid the tribute fee.
Kini nkan ti Olorun fe ki a mo?
What did God want us to
do? Ati ki lo fe ko ye wa?
And what did he want us to understand?
Kini Olorun ki a mo to fe fi bukun fun wa ninu oro ye?
What did he want us to know, and how did he want
us
to
know? That's
why we'll be explaining this word
ni abalona meta yi.
In this series of topics.
Akoko,
the first one.
Asodele Jesu le kan si.
Jesus prophecy once again.
Nipa iya iku ati ajinde re.
About his death, suffering, and his resurrection. We are going to examine the prophecy of Jesus Christ about his suffering, death, and his resurrection, and what it teaches us. The second
one
is the full explanation about the tribute fee that Jesus paid and its lessons.
In the second topic,
we'll be examining how the tribute fee that Jesus pays and how its lessons. And its lessons. In the third
subtopic,
the spiritual explanation about the tribute fee. The full spiritual explanation. And the spiritual explanation. About the tribute fee that Jesus said the children are free. When Jesus said the children are free,
ibi ni ati fe so atupale alaye nipa owo ode wo ni Jesu nso wipe awon omo bo nbe.
Once examine that, which tribute fee did Jesus say that the children are free about?
Owo ode wo ni nda to san owo ode.
Which tribute fee And he said the children are free. What is the meaning of the children are free? And here, for the fullest explanation, this series of topic will be examined. And here we will be examining the promise of Jesus once again about the suffering, the death, and the resurrection.
We'll
be examining in Matthew 17, verse 22 to 23. Yeah, Jesus is repeating it about what will happen to him. Even though the disciples don't want him to say, repeat it again, because it's
and
they don't know the importance of Jesus' death. And when Jesus was telling them that he's going to suffer and die, they said he's cursing. They said Jesus, don't say that again. How would they arrest you? They are praying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When Jesus said it for the first time, when he repeated it again, Peter said, it's not going to be so. Jesus said, go away from me, Satan. Jesus explained to his disciples
how he's
going to be arrested by the wicked people, those religious then. How he's going to suffer and they'll kill him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he told them resurrect from the dead on the third day after his death. He told them in full explanation that those people that are seeking for me, I'm going to be that they will kill him.
That
on the third day is going to arise. Jesus has been saying it for many numbers of time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Kini nka yi?
What did this mean?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Kini nka ti Olorun fe ki a mo?
What do God want us to know?
Ibi bayi ndo Olorun fe ka ma akoko ni pe
God want to know.
Agbodo mo pe otito.
The truth.
Otito.
Truth.
E wi pe otito.
Truth.
Otito ni lo ke eyan o ma so la so tun so.
Truth needs that one to be repeating it. Truth needs to be repeated.
What
needs to be repeated?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are
told that this is the
Jesus
time that Jesus will be telling his disciples about what will happen to him. And this was a lesson to all parents. What is true? It's not that one will say it once and keep his mouth shut.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That we
amen.
Amen.
Loruko Jesu o ti dara fun wa.
Jesus name it is well
with us. Taba nso nipa otito.
When we are talking about the truth,
nkan to ji otito nkan to se pe yo sele.
That happens.
Jesus ma.
Jesus knows.
Ini ya to bi nso fun
wa. That was why he was telling them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be na ni ari ojulowo eyan Olorun.
And also we know that a
pastor,
a faithful pastor, We must have the truth. Because we, the church members, we don't want to hear the truth. Some people say that our pastor don't even know about more than repentance. Repentance, repentance. Repentance, repentance. Repentance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kini omo ilewe fe ko eni to ba jomo be eyan ba jomo
ilewe
awon kaka ti mo fe ko ye wa niyi.
What I want us to know and understand is that if we are a professor,
ko si bo ti se fe ko ba so wi pe ah ohun o fe mu a ohun o fe mu e mo nkan to nko.
If you say that I don't want to take anything about what I'm teaching them,
ibi letter na ni o ti ko.
I will write it from the letter. Even what you say is going to join letters. The beginning, the
can't say that
the first lesson. We can't say that we remove it. If
you
have to remove it, it's not more a proverbial. Are we understanding what you're saying? That's the reasons our teachers, that they know the value of education,
that
the beginning, the foundation of a student starts from the nursery school, and it's important. That if the foundation is not standard, these children is not going to value education. That's it's related to spiritual.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I got on me at the moment.
You must have a reputation.
Ninu or Olorun.
About the word of God.
Ati awon nkan to je otito.
And about what are truths.
Gbogbo awa to ba wa ni ipo kan tabi omiran.
Whether we are in one position or the other.
I got on me.
We must know.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I say.
And we must do it.
But yeah, we pay our way back in your soul.
Even though the people don't want us to say the truth, it don't even please the disciples. But though we must repeat it, see when they will be doing it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
said the truth about his suffering.
He
said the truth about his death.
He
said the truth about his resurrection. He said it to these disciples understand, so that it will not meet them suddenly. If he didn't tell them and just happened, if he didn't tell them and they just arrested Jesus and they killed him, it may make them to backslide. Now the power of man. Maybe if one is serving God, but because he has been telling them, that makes them stand. Even though their mind was shaped.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Another
thing you should know.
It's
about the testification that Jesus
is so far.
Because the generation of man
will not be one.
It is testifying that it's true that Jesus died.
It
is testifying that it's true that Jesus resurrected. Because he has been prophesying to them. He has been prophesying to them. Because those things happen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Before those things will happen, he has been telling them. Hallelujah. And he makes them understand that all other religious books that deny the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, that is a false book. Listen and understand.
We
are reading it together that Jesus prophesied to them that this was before all other religious books. So when all other religious books comes, and this is not Jesus that is nailed to the cross, that this is what will happen to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
O fi iru iwe ase be an gaga bi iwe iro.
It revealed those books that is the first book.
Iwe ti ati odo Olorun ko.
It's not a book that comes from God. Tori
wi pe Olorun ki pa iro.
Because God did not lie.
Ohun to ba si sele, o gbodo o to ba sele ni Olorun ma nso.
Whatever happens that God will
say. Ni orilede Israel.
This things happen in the city, in the country of Israel.
Laarin awon Jew, laarin awon Jew.
Between the Jews.
That
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the religious leaders of the country arrested him to make him to suffer and nailed him to the cross. And on the third day he resurrected from the tomb and he buried him. All those things revealed and was written down.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. If other religious books and
ni
other people say that it's not so,
debe.
And from other countries that is not the same country, some other years that is far from the year that those things happened.
500 years.
That is over 500 years.
So we make it, it's a bear.
And that person said it's not
so. And to ba lo ye lo ti tu ati lo dodo.
Anybody that has knowledge
awon adambadi eyan lo koru iwe eyan
knows that it's all those religious people that say that. It's not a true book that no understand
about.
The prophecy of Jesus with this reputation.
Those
things that are revealed to us and make us understand is this. We are moving to the second
story.
This is the full explanation about the tribal feed that Jesus
gave
and its lesson to us.
This
we'll be looking at in Matthew 17 verse 24. From verse 24 to 27. In verse 24.
You
see Jesus in Capernaum. It's a city that is called Capernaum. And those, the tribute collector, came to Peter. And they came to him honorably. They came to him honorably. And they said, your teachers, they don't pay tribute fees. Why did he? Peter answered them.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He asked them that why don't you pay
tribute
fee? This tribute fee here. We can see it in two categories. The first category. We can say that it stands for. In Israel, they are religious people. The money that is divided onto the people that they should be paying each month. Because money is divided onto the people each month. And it is collected that if you are a citizen of this country, you must pay money that is used to repair the temple. It stands for the money that the president that is used to repair the road.
The
other things.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You can see it in these two categories. The first thing that is, we can look it in a religious way. As a Jew, each one of them should pay a fee. It has been so for many years. And it also stands for money that the government of the country can collect as tax.
As
the development, as That's what it stands for.
Ni eseke dogma si eseke ni di logma.
From verse 25 to verse 26.
Ni atiri oro ti Jesu. Ni atiri oro Jesu pelu Peteru.
We can see what Jesus said to Peter.
Bi Peteru se un wole
as Peter was entering.
Itaba yini Peteru wa ni o italo wa ti.
They were asking Peter outside.
They
were asking Peter outside. But as he was entering the temple, Jesus has entered
before
him. Yeah, Jesus was asking
him.
Before Peter asked him that this was the Jesus asked him that from who did the government of this world should collect the tax? Is it from the children or from the strangers?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Peter said unto him that and Jesus said unto him that so the children are also free. If it is from the strangers, that is not from the children, that is the children are free. The children are
amen.
Free. Amen.
Yeah,
Jesus said, notwithstanding, let's be offended. Jesus makes a plan for Peter to give them the money. Said that he should pay for him and for him. Yeah, Jesus wants to make a point clear to us. He's making a point clear to the spiritual people that the children are free. Is it from the strangers that they do collect the money or from the children? And Peter said from the strangers. So the children are free. Let's look at verse 25. Yeah, Jesus sent Peter to go and take money from the mouth of the fish. The fish that first cometh
off.
When Jesus said the children are free, both children and old must be here. So the children are free. So when he said the children are free, he didn't supposed to pay the money, but he said that one for some people in the spiritual ministry. So he said, Peter, not to offend them, go to the sea and dip into the sea and hook the fish that first cometh off. Open his mouth and you see pieces of money.
Take it
and pay for me and you. Let's ask ourselves, what's the silver money? What did you want to find in the mouth of a fish in
this?
Even if it is paper, we may say the fish wants to eat it. So it cannot be possible.
Coins.
But
coin,
a silver money like an iron was found in the mouth of a fish. Put in an hook. Go to the sea and put the fish that first come up. Open the mouth. And you see money there. You have put
Hallelujah.
Money there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Peter went and did as he said, and took the money and paid for him and Jesus Christ. Yeah. This was one of work that Jesus did. Satan didn't let people is more than magic. It's more than magic. It's more than all those so-called magic. This is revealing the character of the creator of the heaven, earth, the sea, and the, that where he has put the money, he said he should not bring it there. It's not that
he said
you should cast an hook into the sea. This revealed the creator character.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
In
the first
way.
In the second way.
Don't
let anything disturb you. In the second way. This thing. He's also teaching us a lesson. That it's revealed what Jesus Christ is. That Jesus is the master, the creator, and God. It also teaches us that the creator that revealed himself in the manner that can plan and pay the tribute fee that is compulsory for me and you
to
listen.
Are
we here? Are we here? Because I want to speak to you. Why people are suffering and God's just overlooking the tribute fee here. It means it's divided into fiscal meaning from this our locality. If you are collecting some fee, you must pay it. The electricity fee, we must pay it. The road repairing fee, we must pay it. If you have been told that we should pay for vigilante, what kind of vigilante fee? What kind of vigilante fee?
We'll
be angry. God will just say that. Maybe just little fee. You must give them.
Isn't
that vigilante fee? Anybody that is God is going to have them. Money for stickers, for we transporters.
Okada.
That's why some people are delayed for some hours. It's going to be arguing. We'll fight. We're not going to pay it. Did he tell you to give him the money? And he didn't tell you to give him the money to drink. He said he should pay for development fee. Give him. And if he smokes cigarettes, God is going to
ask him.
Now, what you have been paying before, have they used it for anything? If God places us in any position, if you don't want it,
you'll
be asked for it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This
tax we are told to pay is compulsory for us to pay it. If they tell you that you should pay it, can see the road that's
point.
God is going to ask every one of them. Anybody that spends money of others people is not going to be free for it. Everybody is going to account. So you don't need to suffer yourself. He said Jesus paid the tax fee. When the electricity bill is given unto us, that's how we continue fighting. And what kind of bill? How many days have you brought the light to us?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You need to communicate to them and you should pay it. Let's tell the person beside us, are you still here? Jesus' name, it is well with us. This first category, the lesson we are taught here. Everybody must build a house.
Tenant, tenant.
Will not be a tenant.
Is
our
ni adugbo ni ilu lorilede
country in the city we belong to must do it.
Now, ikeji ni pe ojuse wa ninu ijo.
The second lesson is that our duty in the church. The tax fee in this place means
you
must not let Satan deceive us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But in Sheni Bibai.
This is how we have been here.
In
this our country because of how things.
Our
duty.
The
government officials will know.
Nibi owo osu yin won eyo owo ori.
In your salary. Didn't they remove the tax?
They
will have removed it directly. Yes. Is
this so?
What's the percentage? It has the percentage.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What I want you to consider here. Is it the government that take care of you? I don't let you seek. And they remove their own percentage.
Money have into titiche. Then your bad
even if you set up an establishment, you will come and meet
you.
The market has
part of it.
He also has the hunters.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are there any?
It's also there.
Okada.
The transporters.
Motor. We have your job.
Must
be it.
I know that you ride it or you don't ride it. That's the amount of fee you pay. Each day. It's not that they will continue. And if you park your car inside for 4 years, you collect all the fee for the past 4 years. You park it. Or if you can pass another way, but the right way is that.
Praise the Lord.
It means that. In the word
praise the Lord
meaning.
So
is it in the church?
How do you pay?
Do we know what each people some will sit at home even if you sit at home you are going to spend the money. Even if you come to church you spend the money. Even if you sit at home the money you spend will be much. So why are we suffering ourselves?
That
we are paying our tithes and we are doing other things.
It's
not easy for some people, but the government also are also removing it.
Hallelujah.
Those stickers that they are putting in front of our tricycles. Bye.
I welcome to you.
After that, every day, each junction, they will come to the front of the bicycle, the motorcycle. It's until if the person paid the fee.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. All these things, they are lessons. And
praise the Lord.
We must know it.
Hallelujah.
We must make it as part of our characters. That is our duty. That as we are working, it's our duty to pay tithes, to pay the offerings. Building offerings, we must pay it. It's out of it that God bless
us.
That Jesus paid the tax fee.
It
also means that as someone pay contribution in the church, so we must not let it to be hard in our
body.
We must make it our character.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As we see that Jesus paid the tithe,
so
we should do our duty. We should pay the
obligations.
As the church members in our locality, as a citizen in our country, as a citizen, we move to the third subtopic. This is the full spiritual explanation about the tribal fee that Jesus said the children are free. When Jesus paid this fee, which fee Jesus said that the children are free? This is the
example
from verse 25 to
26.
This is the example in a spiritual way. Jesus asked Peter that from whom the government of the world
tribute.
Is it from their own children or from the strangers? This question. That's what Jesus wants to make clear. Jesus wants to make clear to us in spiritual
ways.
Peter answered to him that from the strangers that the king of the earth collects the tax. And Jesus said, the children are free. Jesus said the children are free. The kings of the earth means what in the spiritual way? The kings of the earth can be examined in a spiritual way. Those that accept the wizard spirits, witchy spirits, and the tax can be like sacrifice. Like whisking. Putting salt all over our surroundings. Dancing to the idols. It also means the strangers can also be like all those believers, the unbelievers, the children also means the believers, the redeemed. Those that are cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ and are all sacrificed.
Hallelujah.
So when Jesus told Peter, he's saying this to the redeemed, to the ransom, those people that are sanctified with the blood of Jesus. This I will know because Jesus said only the money. He said the children are free to pay the people fee in a spiritual way.
mi o gbọ yin sare eya to mo Olorun awon alejo ni esu ni ma da won ma awon oba aye
o the strangers all the kings of the demonic kings of the earth
awon the money chief
awon
the money ruler
awon ijoye okun
awon ni won ma da owo ode lowo awon
these are people that collect the tribute fee from the strangers.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Agbe Sara emi ti bo ni ben te
I'm free from this. Sacrifice. I'm free from this.
My father do kiri titi.
You put in.
Oka baba. I'm
free from this.
She said to you, "Vamo ba ukoko."
Sacrifice to the kings of the earth.
Iko esu.
It's also called tribute fees.
Hallelujah.
In spiritual
means. Oh my God.
Tribute fees. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They said that some people to go and dance.
Okay, hallelujah. I do follow one.
Some people after born in the twins, they said that
we call it
one kind of name. We organize.
We
go to some locations. Satan are suffering some people start to be giving them money and because they are strangers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You said that it's the twins that
we
said that some people should go and worship their idols. If one did not believe, Satan will start to be making jest of those people. If
you examine
what some people are doing in the midnight because they don't believe. Some do say that a big cow. Very big cow. A fatty cow. So they should bring it.
Otherwise,
people are already in poverty.
Some people should not wear blue clothes for some periods.
But me, he also said the children are free. When Jesus said the children are free, yes.
The children are free to be sacrificed from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ,
which Jesus Christ has God is not accepting all those sacrifices. They are accepted by the ministers of Satan. Children are not free from pain. They are not free from pain all those
parts.
For road repair
fee. The
vigilante fee. The electricity bill. The children are not free to pay.
It's
a duty for us. As a church member,
it's
a duty for us to do.
To
have hands in all things that we are doing.
Weekly,
monthly
was
Jewish.
Sarah,
but sacrifice to Satan. Sacrifice to the darkness.
Sacrifice to the devil.
That was what Jesus was saying, that the children are free. Hi, the children are free. Sacrificing to the Holy Spirit. I'm free from it. This is what Jesus was saying. That the children are free. Here, we are going to stop. We are
seeing
what it means by children are free. The tribal feet that Jesus paid. We must stand about all these teachings. We must put it in our characters. Next week, we are going to review it.
And
we are going to leave time for questions. Let's stand up for prayer. Have you believed? These are the benefits. If you are here that you are making sacrifice for
darkness,
it's your own belief that there's someone that died for you. And it's for you that Jesus died. Jesus died for the world. Take you. If you have not believed
in Jesus Christ,
it has many disadvantages. The world cannot arrest you. Because of
he surrendered himself.
That when we are sinners, Jesus died for us. Stand up.
Let's stand up on our feet.
Now, for the name of Jesus Christ. If you can't stand up, you are going to stand up. and shout the name of Jesus Christ. That it's written that the children are free. Those are called the children and those people that I believe that it's written that I'm free. In Jesus' name, I'm free from the sacrifice. I'm free from making sacrifice. I'm free from the battle of the world. I'm free from the power of darkness. I'm free from all those things that ask for sacrifice. I'm free with my family, with my household, I'm free.
Emi ti bo loruko Jesu mo bo.
I'm free.
Lowo ti gba ti lowo ogun na loruko Jesu mo bo.
From all those battles, I'm free.
Lowo ogun ti a fi sori gbogbo oru omo ya mi emi bo. Tori Jesu ni awon omo bo. O ya mama edese egbowo edese egbowo edese. O ya mo bo lowo ogun ti a fi sori gbogbo oru omo baba mi. Mo bo loruko Jesu.
I'm free.
Mo bo loruko Jesu.
I'm free.
Mo ba loruko Jesu.
I'm free in Jesus' name.
Mo ba loruko Jesu.
I'm free in Jesus' name.
Mo ba loruko Jesu.
I'm free in Jesus' name.
Mo ba loruko Jesu.
I'm free in Jesus' name.
Oh ya, mo ba loruko Jesu.
Say it, I'm free in Jesus' name.
Emi ba lowo ogun, mo ba lowo ogun, mo ba lowo ogun.
I'm free from all problems.
Mo ba lowo ogun to bere epo. Ogun ti ma je epo, ogun ti ma dayo.
That request for all those sacrifices.
Gbogbo ogun ti ma bere iwe lodo, mo ba lowo re.
That's for sort. I'm free.
Jesu ni awon omo bo.
Lọ́wọ́ ogun
ti máa gbé nǹkan sí ni lára.
Mo
bọ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ lọ́wọ́ ogun ajé pé.
Pé
lọ́wọ́ ogun atọ́nidẹ́lẹ́yà mi ti ṣẹ̀ṣẹ́. Lọ́wọ́ ogun abiniláre. Pé nítorí pé Jésù jẹ́ ìyá. Jésù kú ó sì jíjẹ nítorí mi.
Mo
bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀dára ọ̀gọ́gọ́. Mo bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ogun adániloro.
Mo
bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ogun ajé lọ́wọ́ ogun èṣù.
I'm free from all power that is in the world. I'm free in Jesus' name.
Mo
I'm free from all those power that are remote.
Mo
I'm free from all those power that are in Jesus' name.
As you need Shajuma Tasi,
we have few meanings.
Be a me bunny or Ruka
Jay. I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free.
Mo bọ́ ní orúkọ
Jésù.
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 Mo bọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù. Mo bọ́ ní orúkọ
Jésù.
Pé mo bọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù Kristì.
I'm free in Jesus' name.
Mo ba ni orukọ Jesu Christ.
I'm free in Jesus name.
Mo ba ni orukọ
Jesu. I'm free in Jesus name.
Lọwọ gba
loro. From all those power that my son.
Lọwọ ogun ti gbara.
From power that request.
Lọwọ ogun ti gbaso hotel apoti.
Now request for clothes.
Lọwọ ogun ti daru ti gbepo ti dayo.
Now request for palm wine. Now request for salt. I'm free.
Mo ba lorugo Jesu, mo ba lorugo Jesu, mo ba.
I'm free.
Be moba 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 moba
lorugo Jesu. Jesus name.
O ya 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 ma bi ese yan.
Raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. Raise it up.
Moba lorugo Jesu.
I'm free Jesus. Moba
lorugo Jesu.
I'm free Jesus. Moba
lorugo Jesu.
I'm free Jesus name. Lobo
ogun atonida. Lobo ogun atonida. Lobo ogun asonida tuda. Lobo ogun afini sesi. Lọwọ ogun ti gbaru ti gbepo.
The request for palm wine. Lọwọ
ti bere ata mo bo lọwọ e mo bo lorugo Jesu mo bo.
Lorugo
Jesu mo bo toko ta ya tomo tomo.
E
pe mo bo ni orugo Jesu.
I'm free. My also is free.
Lọwọ ogun ti gbaso itali apoti.
The request for
tori Jesu ti ti ya o ku o si ji le nitori
mi.
E mi bo lorugo Jesu.
I'm free.
Mo bo lorugo Jesu.
Mo
bo lorugo Jesu. Mo
bo
lorugo Jesu.
Mo
bo lorugo Jesu. Mo ba 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 lorugo Jesu. O ya 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 sasi. Gbogbo eyin ami ogun ti gbepo mo ba lo yin.
Gbogbo
eyin ami ogun idile ori sadile. Mo ba lowo yin gbogbo eyin ami okoko. Gbogbo eyin alasi okoko aye mo ba lowo yin ejeje Jesu. Mobo,
I'm free. Say,
daya daya tomo tomo mobo.
With my house, mobo
ya yogo ti ma bori ani je. Eyin mi ogun atani wole.
Mobo
lowo aye.
I'm free.
Bye boy. Oh ya ya ya. Gbogbo gun afinisa si afini dajo. Mobo lowo yin loruko Jesu.
From you in Jesus' name.
Mo ba lowo yin lorugo Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin
lorugo
Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin lorugo
Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin lorugo
Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin lorugo
Jesu.
Gbogbo eyin ogun ti gbepo ti gba ti data.
Mo ba lowo yin
lorugo
Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin lorugo
Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin gbogbo eyin ogun atonida.
O
ya 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 mo ba lorugo
Jesu.
Mo ba lowo yin lorugo
Jesu.
O ya 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 ya. Gbogbo ogun inu gbogbo ogun inu gbogbo ogun ile. Gbogbo ogun inu ti mo ti wa. Gbogbo ogun inu ti mo ti wa gbogbo ogun. Gbogbo ogun ti ma da ogun eyan. Gbogbo ogun ti ti eja ki ogun aye eyan o yo mo ba lowo yin ni orugo Jesu.
That divine one's glory. Gbogbo
ogun ti gba ti gba rama ni lowo. Mo ba lowo yin ni orugo Jesu.
His one vision.
Mo ba lowo yin ni orugo Jesu. Mo ba mo ba mo ba mo ba.
Jesus name.
Tori pe Jesu ti ku nitori mi.
Jesus
ja ya nitori mi.
Jesus
Jesus jinde nitori mi. Mo ba lowo gbogbo eyin ti gbogbo ogun ti bere oja. Gbogbo ogun ti bere aso. Gbogbo ogun ti bere epo. Gbogbo ogun ti bere iyo ti bere ata ti bere ru. Gbogbo ogun ti bere iwe lodo. Gbogbo ogun ti bere ebo. Mo ba lowo yin o. Gbogbo
eyin
ogun inu iya ogun inu baba ti mo ti jade.
Mo
ba lowo yin ejeje Jesu.
Mo
ba lowo yin ejeje Jesu. Mo ba lowo yin ejeje
Jesu.
Gbogbo eyin ogun ayika ati agbegbe. Gbogbo eyin emi ogun na.
Mo
ba lowo yin ejeje Jesu.
Oluwa
mi ti so pe emi bo.
Mo
ba lowo yin lorugo Jesu.
Gbogbo
ogun ti pani lai tojo.
Gbogbo
ogun ti ma fi ajeni.
Gbogbo
ogun adena re mo ni. Mo ba 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 mo ba.
I'm free. All those problems that have spoiled
you.
I'm free from you in Jesus' name.
Yes. By fire!
By fire, of course.
By force! In the name of Jesus. By fire, by force. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Fire, 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 fire. In the name of Jesus. By fire, by force. By fire, by force.
So he's calling.
All those problems. Yes. Ni oruba Jesu. Oluwa wa. Eje ka jo si amiyan ni igba meta to nurin ni oruko mimo Jesu Kristi. Oluwa wa.
Amen. Amen. Amen in Jesus name.
E se Olorun fun ori obe de fun wa. Adupe lowo yin Olorun ogo ni foruko yin.
Hallelujah.
Adupe fun awon ise ribiribi te ma nse ni gbogbo igba lojojumo. Adupe fun awon ise agbara te to ti se leni. Olorun gba ope wa.
Amen.
Ogun to se loni ko tun gberi mo.
Amen.
Ina igbagbo ko wonu wa lo be.
Amen.
O ti bo be ko ma jo.
Amen.
Ina igbagbo ne ku mo.
Amen.
Yo ma jo lo titi o.
Amen.
Loruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
Amen. Amen in Jesus name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.